Hi. Good
Hello.
morning. Good morning. Hi.
Hi, good morning, Priyanka this side.
Yes, I remember. Some years ago, from Lisbon.
Yeah. Yes,
How?
yes. How are you,
Yeah. Fine. I'm from Greece here. Greece.
sir?
This
Yes,
summer.
yes,
Greece
yes.
summer.
Yeah,
Tell me, how I can help you?
yeah. Yeah, so,
How I
sir,
can help
this
you?
side, yeah, this side, Priyanka, I am working on a research firm that is DIS Research, based out in India, and we had a branch in UK also. So currently I'm working on a report that is Topcon Solar Cells Market. So yeah, so
Priyanka.
it's a part, yeah, so it's a part of our report, sir, that we have to connect to industry experts so that our research and findings will get more authenticated and validated from your viewpoint. So that's why I had
You.
made this call.
Sorry, you don't have a good signal. Tell me again,
Okay.
sorry. Can you repeat? Can you repeat, please?
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes, I hear you now clearly.
Yes. So I'm working on a research firm that is DIS Research
Yes,
and based
Topcon.
out. Yeah, I'm working on Topcon Solar Cells. And I've come across some research and findings which I want to share with you so that I can get some viewpoints from your side so that my research will get more validated.
Yes, no problem. Tell me.
Yeah, so like
First.
in the initial estimation of the report, we have found out that the share of Topcon Solar Cells in 2022 was around 15% in overall solar cell production. So we have came to know this from some of the secondary researchers and industry experts also. So just wanted to know your viewpoint on this, like, is this percentage seems fine to you?
Yes, okay. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, and the market which we are reaching in 2022 was around 48 gigawatt for Topcon solar cells.
Per
Yeah,
year, the
and
production per year is 40 gigawatt is the production per year of Topcon Solar.
yes, 48 after utilization we are reaching to a market like the production capacity is 84 gigawatt and the utilization rate is 56%. So the market which we are
Okay.
reaching was around 48 gigawatt.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, would you like to comment on that? Like, if this market seems fine to you for Topcon solar cells in 2022?
Yes, 40 giga is 4 giga.
40, sir, 40, 48, 48, 48.
40 giga is
Gigawatt.
quite big.
Yes,
It's quite,
big.
yes, for which market? For all over the world, or only for India market?
No, for global market.
Global 40 giga is normal. Global is normal.
And how much will it reach in 2032? Do you have any idea, like how much gigawatt will it be reaching in 2032?
2022.
Yeah.
Because we have also the battery target all over the world, especially in Europe, there will be at least double, at least a hundred
Double.
giga, at least
In
double.
32,
Because
2032.
22, yes, 22, 22, 23. Now we have 23. From
Yes.
23 to 25, the next 2 years, you should have double target, because also now Europe vote a new law and gives subsidy for batteries. So all the houses all over Europe, all the houses are forced to get subsidy and to put battery on house, battery. Because through the Ukrainian war, the prices of the electricity here in Greece and all over Europe is crazy. It's very, very high. Prices of, so everybody through the Europe get the subsidy, free money, free money from Europe, and we can put battery. But battery, as you know, cannot go alone. We forced to put at least 10 kilowatt system. from 7 to 10 kilowatt we will put all the houses. Now I have 3 houses and I already get the subsidy, and I'm running the business until the end of the year to start to construct my rooftops. Mm-hmm. So we talk here in Greece for 1 million rooftops with subsidy.
Okay.
Imagine that in Germany mm-hmm. they talk for 20 million rooftops with subsidy.
Yeah.
In France, yeah, another 20 million. 20 million mm-hmm. with 10 kilowatts is 10 giga. Mm-hmm. 20 giga. Only Germany and France, they reach this capacity, 40 giga. So, from my opinion, from the next year, you should go double. You should double here, the target of production.
Okay, got it. And by value, yes, global. It's a global market. It's a global study.
It's global. And for me, it will be about 100 giga, 2.5 more, 100 giga.
Okay. And on the basis of value, the market in 2022 was around 8 billion market, and will reach up to 30 billion with a compounded annual growth rate of 30%. So do you agree with this estimation of us?
Yes, it's the right thing, yes.
Okay, and sir, right. Yeah, we have segmented the market on the basis of application and product also. So on the basis of application, we have given residential, commercial, utility, agriculture and others. So residential is
commercial. Residential and in the field, the big one, or commercial, residential, C&I, factories, you have this.
Commercial, residential, utility, agriculture, and others.
Yes. Okay, yes. So, right.
Yeah.
Commercial, yeah. Utility, yes. So, right.
So residential is leading the market with 35%. Followed by commercial of 27% and utility we have given 30%. For agriculture we have kept 3 and for others we have kept 5%. So do you want to add anything on this? Like residential is leading the market followed by utility. So do you agree with this?
It depends on the country.
Okay.
This cannot be answered so quick because it depends for each country the target. For us, we are, you know, a country, we are Greece. Greece mm-hmm. has not a lot of factories. Here the hands are expensive. It's not like China, India, they have a lot of production. Mm-hmm. They have factories in India, a lot of factories in China. So the target in China, in Asia Pacific, is C&I, is a factories, commercial is the important thing. The target. Utility is not so big. Here in Greece, the biggest target is residential. For house and home is the target of the market.
Okay.
So we have a lot of construction with strategies for the houses, for the people.
So residential is leading the market?
Yes, residential in Greece leading the market. In Croatia, in Serbia, C&I, factories leading the market. The commercial part.
Okay.
Because the target investors don't care about the homes so much.
And what about global? If we see in the global level, residential is leading, followed by utility in the global level.
Global, I think, yes, in the end, because they have also the Americas, they are targeting in houses. So, yes. Global is residential.
Okay. And on the basis of product type, we have given N type and P type. So P type is, we have given 75% for P type, and for N type we have given 25%, and it will increase up to 65% in 32. So do you agree with this estimation?
Sorry. This is the production of the product, the panel, because I don't really understand the point. Sorry. Can you repeat to tell me what is the point of
the product of TOPCon solar cells by type?
Yes.
We have considered N type and P type. These are the two types we have considered.
The panels is polycrystalline and or monocrystalline, that you mean?
No, no, negative type and positive type, sir. N-type means negative type and P-type means positive type. Two types of TOPCon solar cells. That is
okay,
N-type
so,
and P-type.
Okay, I don't know the exactly the TOPCon solar, but we in Santec, the let's say the product we separate it in three products: polycrystalline panels, polycrystalline poly, monocrystalline, and bifacial. Three types.
Okay. Yeah. So bifacial,
yes,
I'm talking about N-type bifacial cells.
Yes. Yes, we have bifacial, monocrystalline, and polycrystalline. Now the most important depends the when the other one, when the utility scale use tracker, then mostly they ask bifacial. If the utility scale use tracker. But most of the most our product that goes well everywhere, excellent in the sales department, like Santec, is the monocrystalline panels. Monocrystalline.
Okay.
Because all the rooftops, all the CNI get monocrystalline. They don't use bifacial because they cannot work properly. They cannot work properly. So from the three products, polycrystalline, monocrystalline, and bifacial, monocrystalline is the our best product, let's say, with the best sales.
On the basis of installation type, we have kept ground mounted and rooftop. So we have given 70% for ground mounted and 30 for rooftop in 2022 for TOPCon solar cells. So like, and rooftop will increase in the forecast period and ground mounted will decrease. So like, would you like to add on this? Like, is this estimation seems fine to you?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
It's fine. It's normal.
So rooftop is 30% and ground mounted is leading with 70%.
Yes, because ground is ground. So you need
yeah.
a lot of, especially in Africa now, in Egypt and all this, and Tunisia, they have a lot of ground. It's desert. Mm-hmm. We make a lot of big projects there. And Dubai, you know, United Emirates, they have land. Land no use, they don't have use the land because it's land desert, so they force you to get utility there.
Okay. And sir, as it is a global report, so we have done a regional breakup also, and we have segmented the market like North America, Europe, Asia Pacific, and Japan, China, UK, and ROW. So China is leading the market with around 40%. Followed by Asia Pacific, that is 25, and Europe, we have kept 17% for Europe. And in forecast, it will increase, and China will decrease in the forecast period.
Look, also, the next big thing will be the Asia.
Asia, yes.
Next big thing will be Asia, but also will be Africa.
Because
also in Africa, they are asking a lot of panels, inverter, all the technology used, especially the Africa regions that they are rich. South Africa, Kenya, they are rich. They are not like, you know, Sudan and all these that they are poor, but the rich countries of Africa, maybe it will be, be more... the next big thing for construction there. So I believe Africa will be bigger market than Europe.
Biggest market than
Africa
Europe.
Will be,
okay.
Yes. Biggest market than Europe.
Currently.
Yes, currently in the next 10 years, I believe this will happen.
Okay.
Because they
and
are.
Yeah, which region will increase in the forecasted? Africa will increase, Africa and Asia will increase in the forecasted.
They will increase. Why to increase? Now they will start the batteries. I hope not, now, if they, because they signed the signatures all over the world, also the India president, the Chinese president, Greek president, Euro president, everybody signed to avoid the nuclear energy. Mm-hmm. If this will be continuous with no nuclear, then believe mm-hmm. me, nothing will be decreased. Only will be
okay.
increased solar
increase.
And wind.
Yeah, solar,
yeah,
yes,
increase,
yes.
Increase. Yes, they will be go high. They will ask
okay.
a lot of solar panels. Yes, because we are not forced to use nuclear now. Nuclear was the cheapest mm-hmm. energy, but as mm-hmm. the government say no, we are saying no.
Okay. And if we talk about country-wise in Europe, that is Germany, France, Italy, Spain, rest of Europe, then which one is leading in solar energy and TOPCon solar cells?
Germany.
Followed
Germany,
by France
Germany.
And Spain.
Germany first, second Spain, third France.
Mm-hmm. Third France. Okay, second Spain, third France.
Second France, Spain. Because in and France is a problem mm-hmm. about the land. They don't have cheap
okay.
land.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have cheap land. In Spain, mm-hmm. you can get mm-hmm. land cheap because we made the project in Spain.
After France, can we consider Italy after France?
After France, Italy.
Yeah. Yes.
Italy.
Okay. And if we talk about North America, we have kept US, Canada and Mexico. So as per you, which is the leading country as in North America?
Canada is first, but already
Canada.
Have used yes, Canada, but already used the, they are already full because they start from 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Canada, they start,
mm-hmm.
they start from 2010. So the mm-hmm. Canadian guys, they are already a step in front of us.
And after Canada?
After Canada, United States now is booming. United States now is booming.
Okay, is in booming stage. After that, we
yes,
can
United States. Yes, United States. They are booming now with battery and solar, battery and solar for
mm-hmm.
industrial use. Is booming now. The market is booming.
And in Asia, sir, which market is leading? Like Japan, South Korea, India. Which
China.
One? China. After that,
China.
Japan and India.
China. Then about the space is Japan, India. The same depends from the percentage. The percentage of the people is the same in Japan and India. But also Japan, they are already used a lot of solar the last year, so it's already full booked. Let's say India mm-hmm. has a lot of. I think they have a lot of free space.
Yes.
Vasily.
Yes.
So.
And what about Australia, sir? Australia, if we talk about.
Australia, unfortunately, they have restricts a lot of things about the constructions. So it's a country that is not working properly for. Outbound investments, for investments out for abroad investments, because the laws there and they are very strict. So
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of problems for the connection things and all this. It somehow confused the country. It's not something
okay.
clear. All the companies that they get there to start the business, they have
mm-hmm.
big problems.
Okay.
Three companies
and
I know they have a big problem. So Australia. There will be a big market, but only for Australian companies, not for abroad
okay.
investment.
Not for global.
Yes, of course,
yeah.
not for global.
And in rest of world, Brazil and South America is leading, like after Middle East and Africa.
Brazil will be the next big thing for us, South America. Brazil is the first.
Brazil is first.
This market
okay.
will already now starting to boom.
Mm-hmm.
This
okay.
until 2030, Brazil will be very important market for us, for
okay.
everyone that wants solar.
Okay. And if we talk about the pricing of TOPCon solar cells, so can you tell me about the price, current market price of this TOPCon solar cells? Do you have any idea about the pricing
Well,
of this?
the price for Europe, a good price for
Yeah.
Europe for panels now, for panels, not bifacial, monocrystalline and poly is 20 cents.
And
It's
for cells, TOPCon solar cells,
20 cents per watt, 20 cents per watt.
20
20 cents
cents,
per watt.
20 cents per
Cents per
watt.
watt.
And for
Per watt, of
global,
course.
if we talk about the average price, what can be the average price in dollars?
The same as Europe in the dollar. Dollars, 20 cents per dollar, 20 cents of dollars.
20 cents per watt.
Per watt,
Okay.
yes. This is a good price now. All over the world,
Okay.
20 cents.
And in forecast, the price will decrease.
It depends.
Okay.
It depends the prices of the metal and all the, you know, the silicon. We don't know that. We don't know. Normally, the price in the last year, the last 1.5 years, the price goes down to
Yes,
panels.
yes.
But you never know. You never know. You never know.
Okay.
If everybody start to asking product, then the prices, as you understand, they will go up.
Okay. So that's all from my side, sir. That was my research. I just wanted your validation from your side, and your viewpoints was very helpful for me. So thank you so much for taking out time and taking this call. It was really helpful and really appreciable. Thank you so much.
I thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah,
I'm glad
same to
we
you, sir.
can.
Have a nice day. Yeah, thank you so much. Have a nice day. Bye,
Bye
bye.
bye.
Bye.